Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for KT Corporation. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a major player in the telecom space, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down KT, a South Korean giant in telecommunications, to see what makes it tick, where it's stumbling, and what could shape its future. Let's dive in with an overview, some recent developments, and then get into the nitty-gritty of our SWOT framework to help you decide if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Overview of KT Corporation. For those who might not be as familiar, KT Corporation is a leading telecom provider based in South Korea, operating in the highly competitive industry of telecommunications under the broader technology and communication services sector. They're not just about phone lines and internet. KT is deeply involved in innovative areas like AI and cloud technologies, which are becoming critical in today's digital landscape. With a massive workforce and a significant market cap, they're a heavyweight in their home market and are pushing boundaries to stay relevant globally. So let's see how they've been performing lately and what's been making headlines. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, KT has been in the news for some intriguing moves, particularly around their push into AI and digital transformation. There's buzz about their strategic focus on what they call AICT, a blend of AI and ICT solutions, which could be a game changer if executed well. On the performance front, their stock has shown some mixed results over different timeframes. Short-term trends indicate volatility with ups and downs over the past few weeks and months, but over the longer haul, like the past 5 years, there's a steadier trajectory that aligns somewhat with industry patterns in telecom. This tells us KT isn't immune to market swings, but they've got some resilience baked in. Now let's unpack this further with a deep dive into their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. SWOT analysis. Strengths. Solid revenue base. KT reported a hefty consolidated revenue of over 26 trillion KRWs in their latest earnings for 2024, as highlighted in their Q4 earnings call. That's a massive top line for a telecom company, showing they've got a strong foundation to build on, especially with steady growth in key segments like mobile and broadband. Innovation in AI and digital solutions. Their focus on AICT innovations isn't just talk. Management emphasized in the recent earnings call that they're investing heavily in AI-driven services and cloud solutions, which positions them well in a tech-hungry market. For long-term investors, this signals potential for diversified revenue streams beyond traditional telecom. Strong market position in South Korea. As a leading player in their home turf, KT benefits from a loyal customer base and significant infrastructure. Their scale, with thousands of full-time employees and deep industry roots, gives them a competitive edge in a mature but stable market. Decent dividend yield. With a notable dividend yield as per the latest metrics, KT offers a nice income stream for investors who prioritize steady payouts. This can be a cushion during market downturns, especially for those of you playing the long game. Weaknesses. Debt levels raising. Eyebrows. Let's not sugarcoat it. KT's debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, based on the latest figures. This kind of leverage can weigh heavily on financial flexibility, especially if interest rates climb or if cash flows tighten. It's something to watch closely. Margin pressures. While their gross profit margin looks decent, the net profit margin isn't as robust as you'd hope for a company of this size. The earnings call mentioned challenges in managing costs amidst restructuring efforts, which could squeeze profitability if not addressed. Mixed short-term performance. Looking at their stock performance over the past few weeks and months, there's noticeable choppiness. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it does hint at potential operational or market perception issues that could cause headaches in the near term. Opportunities. Growth through AI and cloud expansion. The emphasis on AICT in their strategy, as discussed in the Q4 earnings call, is a massive opportunity. If KT can carve out a leadership position in AI-driven telecom solutions, they could tap into high-growth markets globally, not just in South Korea. This is the kind of innovation that could drive future revenue spikes. Rising demand for digital infrastructure. With the world going more digital every day, telecom companies like KT are well placed to benefit from increased demand for data services, 5G rollout, and cloud infrastructure. Their existing network gives them a head start to capitalize on this trend. Potential for improved valuations. Looking at their forward PE ratio, there's room for optimism. The average forward PE suggests the market might be undervaluing KT relative to future earnings potential, especially if their AI bets pay off. For value investors, this could be a signal to dig deeper. Threats: intense industry competition. The telecom sector, especially in South Korea, is cutthroat. KT faces constant pressure from rivals who are also innovating and slashing prices. If they can't differentiate through AI or other services, they risk losing market share. Restructuring challenges. As mentioned in the earnings call, KT is navigating some internal restructuring to streamline operations. These efforts can be disruptive, potentially impacting service quality or employee morale, which could hurt performance if not managed well. Macroeconomic and regulatory risks. Broader market conditions and regulatory changes in the telecom space could pose threats. Whether it's tighter government oversight or economic slowdowns affecting consumer spending on data plans, these external factors could dampen KT's growth trajectory. Insights and broader context. All right, let's tie some of this together. For the long-term investor, KT presents a mixed bag. On one hand, their push into AI and digital solutions is exciting and could be a significant growth driver. Think of it as planting seeds for a future harvest. Their revenue base and dividend yield also provide a safety net, which is always nice when you're in it for the long haul. However, I can't ignore the red flags around debt and margin pressures. High leverage can be a silent killer if not managed, and those tight margins suggest they need to get a grip on costs pronto. Short-term volatility in their stock performance also tells me the market isn't fully sold on their story yet, but that forward PE ratio hints at potential upside if they execute well. From an industry perspective, telecom isn't the sexiest sector, but it's a backbone of the modern economy. KT's performance over the past few years aligns with broader sector trends, though they've lagged behind in some periods compared to industry averages. If they can leverage their AICT focus to outpace competitors, they might just break out of the pack. Also, keep an eye on their free cash flow. It's a decent indicator of financial health, and while it's holding up, any dip could signal trouble given their debt load. Conclusion and outlook. So what's the final take on KT Corporation for long-term investors? I'd say they're a stock worth watching, but not without caution. Their strengths in revenue and innovation give them a solid platform to grow, and the opportunities in AI and digital infrastructure are tantalizing. But those weaknesses around debt and margins, coupled with competitive and restructuring threats, mean this isn't a slam dunk investment. If you're considering a position, think about balancing it with other holdings to mitigate risk, and keep tabs on how their AI initiatives and debt management play out over the next few quarters. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with us for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on KT in the comments. Are you bullish or bearish on their future? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.